provides refreshments and recreation with your hosts, Michaela and Rachel. Please stand clear of the doors.
Ow, my arm!
Welcome to another edition of Theme Parks and Rec. I'm Rachel, here with Michaela.
Hey! And I'm stuffed.
You're stuffed.
Full of food and wine.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so jealous. Every
you're
weekend.
Like stuffed.
I'm like, I'm sorry. That sounds like a personal problem.
I'm kidding. But, I was stuffed.
Yeah, so we're going to get into that later on in the podcast because Michaela's at Disney like every weekend.
I think I live there. They need to just make a home for me there.
You just need to live in Cinderella's castle.
Yes, please.
Yeah. Well, let's see if we can make that happen.
I don't think so,
but it's a nice dream to have. All right, so let's get into some recent news and updates. Busch Gardens Tampa, what you got?
So this morning, like we talked about last week, they announced some stuff.
Yeah.
And they finally announced the name of the coaster that's replacing Gwazi.
Okay.
None other than Iron Gwazi.
Ooh, it's like the Iron Throne on Game of Thrones. Ooh.
It's coming in 2020. They haven't released a date just yet, but they said, quoting from them, it will draw its inspiration from a creature endemic into Florida, the crocodile. Oh. Which I'm like, oh, they're saying like it's a problem. I was like, oh, okay. But I guess they're trying to make it seem like it's this like crazy. So
a crocodile roller coaster.
Crocodile roller coaster.
Crikey.
Maybe. No. I'm intrigued to see how it goes. But apparently it's supposed to be one of the best roller coasters in the world.
Okay.
So I'm really excited for
that. Overpromise. Hopefully they deliver, which they usually do. I mean.
Of course.
So Hallow Scream getting ready to kick off next weekend.
Yes.
Crazy. And runs through November 2nd. So make sure you you go do that. It's fun. I was a worker there once.
You were scared
in one of the houses.
There.
Yeah. In one of the houses. I only lasted 3 weeks because I was scared.
Aww. Did anyone try to hit you? I always wonder.
No. I was good. My favorite house to be in was the black light room because you just kind of hung out against the wall in black costume and then you just kind of moved. And so that was my favorite room. But nobody ever assaulted me or anything. That's what I would do if I was in there.
I actually was thinking about the other day because we were trying to plan our Halloween Horror Nights visit. Mm. And I was like, oh my gosh, we always worry about being scared. But what about the scare actors? Like, don't they get worried that someone's going to punch them?
I'm sure they get beat up a little bit, but they've got security in those houses.
Yeah, okay,
so I'm sure that everybody is taken care of.
Everyone, just keep your hands to yourself.
Yeah, just keep your hands to yourself, would you? SeaWorld Orlando Craft Beer Festival weekends now through October 27th.
Right. And another big announcement from the same thing that happened this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Icebreaker, that ice coaster that we were teasing before. They finally released the name. It's Icebreaker. And it will be located near SeaWorld's Wild Arctic exhibit and share a similar theme promoting conservation issues related to the Arctic and the ocean.
Very cool.
So they're moving away from the whole animal shows and more focused on making thrill rides, talking about the conservation
efforts. Oh, very cool.
So I think that's a good little move.
Yeah.
I think they're doing a great job expanding. And of course, SeaWorld also owns Aquatica and Adventure Island and also announced this morning there are two new rides, one in each of the parks coming next year.
Mm-hmm.
In Aquatica, it will be Riptide Race.
Wow.
And Adventure Island will get Solar Vortex.
Cool. Lots of new stuff.
Yep.
Oh, man. 2020 is going to be a busy year for new attractions. So exciting. And Legoland Florida, their Brick or Treat, getting ready to kick off those special weekends starting October 5th. So make sure you go to Legoland Florida's website to get all the info on that. It's a really fun time for your little ones to go explore Legoland and their Halloween-themed event. And then for the adults and the people who aren't scaredy cats like me, Universal Orlando Halloween Horror Nights, they kicked off their event last weekend. So crazy.
Yes. I had a couple of friends go, and they absolutely are in love with it. The 80s theme is prevalent throughout, and I am so excited. And they also showed off some food offerings they have that – there's a lot of them, so I'm not going to mention them all, but they have ones that are Ghostbusters themed and Stranger Things themed and fall themed. So
nice.
It's cool to check out. Like with the Stranger Things, it's waffles. course, if you've seen Stranger Things, yes. You know about waffles. And then they have like green popcorn.
Oh, fun.
For ectoplasm.
From Ghostbusters. And
yeah.
Oh, very cool.
Very nice.
And then dark arts at Hogwarts Castle.
Yeah, so we can't leave Islands of Adventure out of it. So they have this new projection show that like paints this portrait of dark landmarks, creatures, and wizards, including, you know, he who shall not be named.
Right. We will not name him.
And so it's projected on the Hogwarts Castle, the school.
Cool.
So they do that usually during the winter.
Yeah,
season,
for the holidays. Yeah, that was really cool.
But now
they've added this Halloween-themed kind of...
And they used to have... Well, they still have it at the one in Hollywood in California.
Mm.
But they're bringing it here, which I'm really excited to see, especially since Islands of Adventure is not part of Halloween Horror Nights. That's at the Universal Studios Park.
Yeah. And then it says here... This sounds cool. It concludes, weather permitting, with the first use of drones in a nighttime show at Universal. How cool.
Isn't it?
Man, I've got to get over there. Check that out.
See, you don't need to go to Halloween Horror Nights. You can just go to the other park.
Exactly, because it's not as scary. I'm a dork. All right, Walt Disney World. I feel like we talk about, they've just kind of taken over the podcast the last couple weeks, but they got so much stuff going on, including their Skyliners finally getting ready to open.
I know it's going to be opening at the end of the month on September 29th.
And cast previews are underway. So they're the guinea pigs to try it.
They're sure everything works right. They're getting in there and trying it out. I would love to try it out, but I'm going to wait until it opens.
And then looks like they've got some new buses.
Yes. So we talked about that before. The buses that have the laminate flooring, the new seats, the USB charging ports.
Very important.
Very important. Only some of them do, though. So don't get too hyped if you're thinking every single one does. Only some of them.
Okay.
But something that's new is that some of the characters have been shown from the buses.
Ooh.
Characters in The Lion King, Moana, Monsters, Inc., and Frozen. Yes.
So, and since we're speaking of Frozen, let's just real quick.
Yes.
The Arendelle.
Aqua.
Just give a little quick rundown. Oh. Their new merchandise.
It's a blue.
Right.
Aqua. And it is in the parks actually right now at Epcot. They have ears, they have backpacks, purses, spirit jerseys, sweaters.
Spirit jersey.
Yes. Ooh. And jewelry. I've seen all of it and not in person, but online.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really excited to go see it. It's a very light colored blue, like it's almost a sky blue.
Okay.
And Arendelle is the town.
In Frozen. Right.
So that's what it's named after. It's genius marketing, let me say, because Frozen 2 is coming out the end of this year.
Yeah.
So they are doing very well.
Ka-ching, ka-ching, ka-ching. because if you're going this weekend, I need to give you money so you can get me a spirit jersey.
Oh, yes. I will definitely get you something.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Okay, so speaking of Epcot, the International Food and Wine Festival is happening.
Yes, Epcot is going through a lot of changes right now.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of stuff is closed, so if you head out to Epcot, just know it's not your usual Epcot, like Club Cool, where you try the different Cokes.
Closed.
They said they were going to relocate it. Don't know anything about that just yet, but... like the character spot where you meet Mickey, Minnie, all that got moved. So it's not in the same spot. And a lot of other things like fountain's gone, all of that. So when you go there, just know that it's going to be a lot different than you usually expect.
Yeah, you might need to pick up a map this time because I always pride myself when they're like, would you like a map? I'm like, no, I know where I'm going. But you might need a map this time.
You might need a map. It's all most majority in the front of the park.
Right.
So when you get to the World Showcase, it's everything that you remember.
And with the Food and Wine Festival.
But yeah, with those great little additions. So when I went, it was scorching hot. So I didn't stay for too long.
Mm-hmm.
But usually I start the Mexico route.
Okay, so you start
from
the left.
But I did the Canada.
Oh, You flipped it.
I went to Canada because...
You were hoping it was going to be a little cooler over there?
Nah, I wish. But they have this new, like, apple orchard section that's indoors. And they have, like, apple ciders, popcorn that's apple, all of this stuff. And it's brand new. And it's in the queue that with the Canada, the 360 or the...
Oh, yeah.
The viewing of that show that they're reimagining. Since they're not using the theater, they're using the queue as
the apple orchard area.
Nice.
Nothing screams fall more than apples.
Yes. So when you're dying of heat outside, you could go inside and go in there. The air conditioning's blowing, and the smells of apple is just radiating through there.
Ooh, yum!
But of course, we stopped in Canada because we always like to stop for their steak.
Oh yes, so I've heard delicious. It's very good.
And their soup, their cheddar bacon soup.
You had cheddar bacon soup when it was 100 degrees?
Yes, I did.
God bless you.
But I went inside to eat it.
Oh, okay.
Because it's so delicious.
Yes, it is.
With a pretzel roll.
Mm-hmm.
Delicious. So we didn't have too much to eat at this. That was one thing that we really wanted. Plus, we went to Japan and got a spicy tuna roll.
Good call.
And they have this new thing that's called Shimmering Sips, which is a mimosa bar.
Ooh.
And you can get a mimosa flight. But I didn't get the mimosa flight because they had this lime mimosa in it that I wasn't too
excited
about. I don't know if I was going to like it. So we got the tropical mimosa and the blood orange, both really good and great for a hot day.
Yes.
So that's pretty much what we got for food-wise. But we still walked around and saw all the booths. And I wanted to remind everyone about the Eat to the Beat concert.
Yes.
Right now, which I was like, wait, I didn't know he was there. Today is Jimmy Allen.
Love him.
I was like, what? I would have been there. If it was a weekend, I would have gone. But yes, yeah, so the lineup is online. They have like Smash Mouth, Starship, which we kind of nerd out over.
We built this city. Anyway, sorry.
And Sugar Ray, Blue October, 98 Degrees. Boys to Men.
Yeah, it's a great lineup.
Yeah, it's a bunch of great performers, but there are different days throughout the festival.
Yeah.
So you have to look it up. You're not just going to go and they're all there.
Right. No, it's
different days.
By date. I think we need to make a plan to go out there for 98 Degrees and Boys to Men.
So Boys to Men, if anyone wanted to know, is November 4th and 6th.
Okay.
And then the 98 Degrees is October 7th and 9th.
Okay.
7th to the 9th.
Okay. And then how long does the Epcot International Food and Wine Festival go for?
It goes until November. November 23rd.
Wow. So right before Thanksgiving, you have plenty of time to get
out
there.
Yeah, they extended it too. They really want everyone to enjoy themselves.
Yeah, and if you live close by and it's a really hot day and you can only get half of the World Showcase done, then come back another time to get the other half done, or just wait until the weather cools off, which I'm hoping starts soon. You know, hello September, everybody. Let's cool off now. I want to bring out my boots.
I blinked and it was September.
I know.
Was like, we're still in summer. I'm like, yeah, but it's going to end.
Almost Halloween is almost here. I mean, all the parks are doing their Halloween events or getting ready to kick them off. So,
but I have a couple of tips really quick.
What do you got?
So, I have to say, have a budget and stick to it.
Yes,
because it's easy to just go to all the booths and just buy everything.
Yeah, it can get out of control real quick.
And even before you head out there, check online to see what the booths are, what the food offerings are, and start to like circle and see what you want.
Make a plan.
Yes.
Yeah.
And if you're not a big drinker, don't worry about it, because there's food offerings, there's non-alcoholic drinks that you don't have to drink while going around.
Yeah, no, I enjoy that because I'm not a huge drinker. So like most of my the things I'll choose are the food, and I'll get maybe like one drink that I think I'm gonna like.
Yes.
So yeah, no, it's fun. It's a lot of fun, and you really can go multiple times during the run of it and still see new things.
Absolutely,
there's just so much going.
Like I said, different days, different performers, and there's cheese seminars. There's like mixology classes.
Gotta love a cheese seminar.
They have these new like brunches that they're doing.
What?
So there's all these things, especially if you're an annual pass holder and you're like, well, I only just want to go once and that's fine. No, it's different every single day. Again, there's photo ops, and pace yourself.
Pace yourself.
And a big one, I like to go super early in the morning. Not right. super early. Usually the World Showcase opens at 11 a.m. I would get there at that time.
Right.
And if you could go on the weekdays, by all means go on the weekdays. It's the less crowded days. And you could pretty much get all of it done before dinner.
Yeah. And a tip for me that I use when I go, besides the making a budget and making a plan, is that when I get to the end of my food journey, I go walk around World Showcase one more time.
Oh, really? If it's not hot, I'll do that.
Yeah.
If I'm done with it and it's super hot, I'm like, yeah I'm not going back.
I'll finish and I'll go back around one more time. No eating or drinking allowed, just to get the exercise.
Just to get the exercise.
So I can fit in my pants the next day.
And maybe you could grab a dessert.
No.
No? Okay.
No. Discipline, Michaela.
Discipline.
You're getting married. Discipline.
I don't have any discipline when it comes to...
Epcot Food and Wine Festival.
Epcot Food and Wine Festival.
I know. It's very hard. That's why you need to have a plan.
Yeah, yeah. But one last thing about Food and Wine. If you're an annual pass holder, pick up your magnet.
Oh, pick up your magnet. While supplies last.
And if you go four visits, keep checking in on every time you go, because on your fourth visit to the Food and Wine Festival, you get a coaster set.
Oh, very cool.
So just keep that in mind. It just has to be different days visit. You can't just like go back in the line.
Right. And yeah, all that information's on the Walt Disney World website and the annual pass holder website as well. So check that out for all the updates. All right. So let's get into our theme park tip of the week. Michaela, what you got?
If you take medications, if you bring food to the parks, try looking into getting a locker.
Mm.
Especially if you all in your group like to go on the rides.
Yeah.
It's nice to have some place to put your stuff, especially in a environment where it's cool.
Yes.
Because you're carrying around your backpack and let's say your medication cannot touch, like cannot be hot.
Right.
It has to be room temp. That's a really good option. And always talk to like the care centers at the parks to see if you need anything refrigerated.
Okay.
Like insulin.
Insulin or
all of that.
Formula for babies.
Formula, all of that. So or breast milk, whatever you might need, ask the care center because they're always there to help you. And lockers, lockers, lockers. I love lockers, especially with the parks that have more than one park. So Universal and Disney.
Right.
If you get a locker, you could remove your stuff. Say that you're leaving Magic Kingdom and going to Epcot. Your locker is the whole day. So you could go to Epcot and get a locker as well with the same price of you getting one at Magic Kingdom. So if you're park hopping.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
So you buy it one time and you can use it in all the parks.
Yes.
You just have to check in, I guess,
at
the locker
stand. In.
Wow, that's awesome. Very good tip, Michaela.
Yes.
You always come
lockers.
With the good tips. And you know what? If you're park hopping and you know your bag is heavy and you're carrying a lot of stuff, like why have that extra heavy load on you? And then you always got to put it in the little holder on the ride and then take it out of the holder. It's just do yourself a favor. Get a locker.
Get a locker.
Thank you, Michaela. All right. Thank you so much for joining us for another week of Theme Parks and Rec Podcast. New episode coming up next Thursday. And if you have any questions or anything that you want us to cover, hit us up on email, themeparksandrec@gmail.com. And we'll catch you next week.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.